Well, good morning. It's the 12th of March already, 2014. And apparently this is Audio Boo's 5th birthday. I did not realize that the platform had been around for so long. So my thanks to Sayre and McColgan for making that statement, because I had no idea. I really didn't realize I'd been here that long. So I want to comment on this thread that's going around. I did a boo about this shortly after Top Gold posted, and I saved it, which is my downfall. Listened to it, and I thought, nah, it's crap. So I deleted it. I really need to stop overanalyzing my own posts to death and critiquing them to such a degree that I end up not posting them if I'm going to take the time to record them. But I think, for the most part, I agree with everything everyone has already stated, that I think the biggest vehicle for conveying the things that we want to say here is our voices, and the audio tells us such a story about somebody. They're not just what they're saying, but their style of delivery, their method of speaking. If we have any empathy at all, we can identify very much with the range of human emotion that, you know, comes out when people are happy or sad or angry or frustrated or introspective or whatever they're feeling. I really do think that it brings another level to the playing field. That level is probably there in our day-to-day communication too, but how many of us really stop and take the time to listen? So I've said this before, and I always tell people this: you never get a second chance to make a first impression. Sometimes we make poor first impressions via audio also. I've put my foot in it a time or two when I thought I really read somebody properly and misread them really bad. I mean, really, really, really just stepped in it. But about 98% of the time, I listen to that little voice of my intuition, and I've learned that I can trust it over the years. And I don't know if it just comes from identifying so much about people from how they speak or what it is. Because, you know, you would think text could convey a lot too, and it can. I don't have a problem with writing. But I could sit and write blog posts all day, and they could be, no matter how appropriate maybe my word choices are, people could still derive multiple meanings from reading that text, or maybe would miss a level of depth because all they have is that they're missing that dimension, that spoken dimension, that audio conveys, that sense of emotion. So it's not just about listening to people interacting with other people or out with the ambiance and the background that they have, although I do love when people record in stereo with their decent mics, like I'm not doing at the moment. It's always, I want to say, entertaining even to a degree to hear other people moving around in the world and doing things. It kind of puts us right there in it with them. I think Paul and Claire Randall over in the UK kind of touched on this when they were talking about the way that we record. But some of it has to do with what we say, too. That first impression is so crucial. And we make snap assumptions about people that we meet out on the street. Maybe not all of us, but many of us do. And we form impressions sometimes before we ever stop and listen to them talk. And so I think having a platform like this where we actually have a topic that seems interesting to us, we click on the button, and then we have to listen to what that person says. It tells us so much more in a short period of time. Even if they're reading what they've written, they're still speaking, and we can just learn loads and loads of, you know, volumes of information about somebody just by their style of delivery and the way that they convey what they're feeling about a particular situation. So I'm going to just say what others have said. I think it's all about the audio. It's a great equalizer for so many of us. Thanks for listening. Speak to you next time.